Blog Talk Radio.
All right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise. We live for Him. All power, glory, and honor to the name of our Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have tuned in to the last class for Unit 2 of CCTI in the 2018 class year, Leadership and Christian education. This track has been designed to equip today's 21st century leaders with spiritual insight that will allow you to position yourself and leave a legacy that enables the harvest of today to apply to the spiritual and biblical principles of God while strengthening the foundations of that which is to come. We praise the Lord for you. We welcome you to this last session. We have some announcements we want to share with you. We encourage you to read your announcements from Elder Sherita as it relates to your reviewing the restoration care plan sent to you in a PDF document. It gives you some very powerful information about ministering to the spirit, the soul, and the body. This was done on Blog Talk in several parts, the first part being your cross training, which was Unit 1 of that year of 2016. So we encourage you to go into the archives of Blog Talk Radio / Labors for Christ Ministries. Go to on-demand episodes and look for the episodes during that time frame on Mondays in January, February 2016. And then in Unit 3-2 and Unit 3 of that same year, some very powerful teaching went forth. You are to review it and govern yourself according to the instructions that was given by the facilitator during those classes. And if there were no instructions as to life work or anything that you were to turn in, then you are being instructed to write the vision and make it plain. But write down, as they shared with you, I believe she calls it your assessment of what it was you gleaned from that study. We are going to encourage our students to purchase the two books that are going to lead us off in Unit 3. And that unit is going to start in May, the first, second week in May, May 7th will be the first week. And so at this time, we have students on the line, and we're asking that what you're going to do this evening is to present your project. So you can take your phone off of mute. We'll start with the last four digits, 5487, and you can do your presentation for the final class of Unit 2, 2018. You're on the air and live.
Good evening. Well, I hate to say this, but I had a death in the family last week, and I just wasn't able to finish anything.
All right. Well, Elder Cummings, God bless you. We do send sympathy and our deepest condolence to you and to your family. The ministry definitely has been struck by those that have been called home to glory. And so we understand how that definitely, those are the events and challenges in life that definitely changes the course of what we do. So,
but doesn't mean I'm not going to do it.
Okay. Amen. Okay, and we do want to encourage all of our listeners to purchase their books for Unit 3 There are two books. They're available on site for you to get, because the first three chapters will be due from each one of the two books that will be presented in the next unit. So, Elder Cummings, as it stands, it's you and I. Praise the Lord.
Oh, wow. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Oh. Was this your first unit this year?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I missed last week.
Okay.
Because that's when I had to attend to my cousin's funeral and family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's family weirdness or family confusion. Yeah.
Okay.
So I really wasn't able to do too much.
Okay. Understood. And we do want to share and make sure we get the information online for those who are going to check on Blog Talk to pick up the session this evening, that the first book is Victory Over the Self-Centered Life, and the second book is True Christianity. The cost of each book is $10, and as I shared before, the first three chapters of each book needs to be read before the first class, which is May 7th. We have a lot of going on. Sorry?
And you said that the books are available where?
They're available at the office with Apostle Shanette.
Okay.
With Apostle Shanette. All right. So be sure to pick up your books.
Okay.
Someone will be in the office tomorrow and Wednesday in the evening after 5 o'clock. If you want to stop by to pick up your books after 5, between 5 and 8:30, 9 o'clock p.m. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. So we actually have two more who wants to go with their project first. 3709. You can take your phone off mute and share
me.
Your final. Amen.
This is Sister Winslow.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 3709. You want me to do my project now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No. Okay, here. Yeah, it's a delay. Okay. Hold on. Let me get my paper.
Okay.
And I'll be ready to go. Okay. My case study. Okay. My case study. I had all this set up for a live presentation, so that's kind of throwing me. Okay. Welcome to Leadership and Christian Education Case Study. Course is Spiritual Warfare and Counseling. My name is Brenda Winslow. I am the patient's counselor. Today we were instructed to pick one of our five issues to present as a case study. My issue was overeating. Case study number 2616, patient's initial JSX. The treatment date was June the 6th, 2006. Patient's age, 43, gender, female, occupation, office manager, height, 4 feet 1, weight, 350 pounds. general health, overeating, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart murmur, and fatigue. Emotional health, cranky, frustrated, angry, depressed, nervous, overwhelmed, and often the stages of grief. Onset, 6 years ago, after she lost her mother, next she lost her father, and then she lost her pet. Patient complaint. Patient is complaining of shortness of breath, swollen legs and feet. Spiritual status. Patient has a church home, but her faith in God is weak. Okay? And now, we're going to, in this case study, we will cover first natural solutions and then spiritual solutions. That comes from 1 Corinthians 15 and 46, was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual, King James Version. We will first attack the natural solutions to her problem. First, she will be I would assign her accountability partner, and then she would have a health assessment and a visit to the doctor. Then we will purge her house from all things that are not in accordance to what she needs to have for her growth. We would define what condition she has. Is it binging, cravings, emotional eating, overeating, or just bad habits? We will set up a menu plan. We would do food prep, go grocery shopping, and emotional awareness. She would do a journal, emotional journal, and a food journal every day. Spiritual solutions. We would first discover what is the battleground. What is the idol? What are the tools needed to defeat the idol? How do you dethrone the idol? What are the steps needed to bring wholeness? How do we keep victory? And we have scripture backing. Okay, and then we were, what are the tools to dethrone the idol, to keep the victory, and what are the steps to wholeness? The steps of holiness. First, we will start out by asking God to give us a made-up mind. Then we will make a plan and then keep it. Finding a strong scriptural base is very important. The Word of God that you can run to in a time of need. Then we will purge your refrigerator, your kitchen cabinet. We will do meal planning. Of all food, all meals and snacks. Nothing is by chance. Everything is planned. Food prepping is a must. Go grocery shopping, but never go grocery shopping on an empty stomach, and always take a friend for support. Then?
That's phenomenal.
Spiritual.
Keep going.
Okay, spiritual, what we would do. This is set up for a demonstration, so that's why I've got to kind of go around the demonstration. I have a little feet cut out, and the scriptures are on the feet, and we would place them in our shoe, and we would say the scripture all day long, because it says to stand on the Word of God, and I'm taking this literally. You will put these little feet with the scriptures on them in your shoes, and you would actually say that scripture all day. I have different ones that you can alternate with, and you would stand on His word. And then I had another one where you would take a picture of yourself and cut it like a puzzle. and you would actually put it together. This shows how God can put you back together and give you wholeness. But this is not without a fight. You have to have a made-up mind that you want to be restored. Because unless you want it, you can't have it.
Amen.
Hey, I'm done.
Well, okay, that was superb. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and who would like to go next? We are letting you all record it, and again, as a team, we will review it and go from there. So who would like to go next? Minister LaJean? Elder Kamisha? Elder Brittany? Sister Cynthia? Anybody? Okay.
Apostle.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not finished, so I'm not going. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you for sharing. Is there anybody who has a work in progress that they want to share?
Just a few minutes. This Sister LaJean, I'll be ready in just a few minutes.
Not a problem, Minister LaJean, not a problem. Someone else was about to say something? Or not? Okay. All right. Well, as we prepare to hear Minister LaJean, thank you, Sister Winslow, for sharing and for the insight. I actually look forward to seeing the feat to that. That's very insightful. So I definitely look forward to seeing that. Hopefully everybody was able to hear the dialogue, the phenomenal dialogue that we had on last week. And so while she's doing that, I just want to remind you all of some truths. And one of them is, I am free to proclaim the excellency of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. And that was 1 Peter 2 and 9. And so we just always want to keep truth before us, and then remembering the statement that I am deeply loved, completely forgiven, fully pleasing to God, totally accepted, and absolutely complete in Christ. Selah. And I just believe that as we begin to rehearse these things in our mind and in our spirits, what we will find is that it shifts the battle of spiritual warfare. It reminds us the battleground that it is on. And we are only effective in that battle as we equip ourselves with the Word of God. The Word of God will uproot, and maybe we just need to take one unit where we just look at search for significance. But the Word of God uproots every ingrained lie of the enemy. And so as we're talking about spiritual warfare and understanding the battle between gods, the reason that these demigods actually have any place or any authority is because we have embraced and or we believe and give credence to the lie. And so it becomes necessary for us to expose the lie to the truth of God. And as we expose the lie, the truth of God has permission to uproot the lie. It goes as deep as the lie is embedded in our thinking and or in our actions. So just want to keep that word before us to get to the point where we realize we have embraced a lie and letting go of that so that we can move forward. We no longer want to be infested and or infected by the lies of the enemy. Yes.
I'm on.
All right. We're ready.
Okay. My case study is not being able to say no to family. And the case number is 1919. Patient ID is HMB. The the date of patient consult treatment is July 19, 1996. The age is 22. Gender male, steel worker. General health good condition. Frequent headaches. Emotional health confused. Concerned, nervous, overwhelmed, sad, heartbroken. On site from it started from childhood. Patient complaint, feeling taken advantage of, the feeling guilt, spiritual status, has a church home, but need to build stronger faith. The case study was covered the following natural solution and the spiritual solution. The natural solution is acknowledging that I can't do everything. Learning not to be a people person, the benefit of saying no, understanding why I have a hard time saying no, understanding the tactics people use to get a yes. The spiritual solution to it is what is the battleground, which is the mind, what is the idol, idea, heart, what are the tools needed to defeat the idol, the word of God, how do you dethrone the idol, speaking the word, what are the steps needed to bring wholeness, and how do you keep the victory? And I also have scripture backing. The natural solution to acknowledging that I cannot do everything, and yes to everything, and lead you overwhelmed, stressed out, angry, engulfed, and devastated with no time for yourself nor God. The natural solution is to tell yourself that it's impossible for you to say yes when you don't feel right about it or when you really cannot accommodate. Learning not to be a people's person, acknowledging that it is impossible to please every person in your life and that you must draw the line somewhere. Benefit of saying no. One of the biggest reasons why people can't say no without feeling guilty is because they feel that they're being selfish for turning down people who need their help, therefore making more time for themselves. They feel guilty. But if you really selfish, then you'll always look out for yourself only and would never feel guilty about saying no. Understanding why you have a hard time saying no is it's because you don't want the person to stop talking to you. It is because you don't want
to look like you don't care about the people, because aware of what makes it so hard for you to turn a person down can make it easy for you to be more rational about the situation. If you're afraid to even say no because you're worried about the person will stop caring about you, then you are in a problematic relationship and should try to get out immediately. Understanding the different tactics people use to get you to say yes. If you can recognize the different methods that people may use to manipulate you to get you to say yes, then you won't to say no. Then it's the ease for you to say no because you're not, because you'll know that the person is just trying to control you in some way. My spiritual solution for that natural is was already answered about the battleground, which being the mind, and the ID, which is the heart, shame of or embarrassed and complex and low self esteem of the that goes with the heart. The tool is the word of God. How do we dethrone the idol? Speaking the word of God. And that's to not focus on the guilt, not to wallow in self-pity and self-negative feelings, not to condemn or punish self, not to allow others, especially Satan, to condemn you, and knowing that God is in touch with what touches us. What are the steps needed to bring wholeness? First, to acknowledge the root of the behavior, repent, and commit our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we keep the victory? We keep the victory by daily speaking the word and repenting. And I have scriptures to back for backing. I have John 14:1. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I have Psalm 32:7. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. I have Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 56:4, in God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Romans 3:19, now you know that what things soever the law says, it said to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Oh, I have many others, but that was the final of my presentation.
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate that. The beauty of Blog Talk is that it gets to be recorded and corporately it can be reviewed. So that is wonderful. I understand that no one else is prepared today to turn in their presentation, to do their presentation. So let me give you all some information. All your work should be turned into email to ccti.lamad@gmail.com. So everything should be emailed to ccti.lamad@gmail.com. And so we are asking everyone to make sure that all work is turned in by 11:59 on Sunday. So by 11:59 on Sunday, all work needs to be turned in. All work includes the written portion of your presentation for the spiritual warfare class and all the additional work that you were given. For your coping skills class, you need to turn in the recipe for how you made your lemonade. Okay, so from everything from what the water meant, any ingredient that you would use to make your lemonade so that people can drink of it and thirst no more, you need to turn in those spiritual recipes and subsequently all additional work assigned. For the emotionally healthy spirituality, you need to turn in your completed workbook. I do understand that the workbooks cannot come via email, but you definitely need to send me something that says you have completed your workbook. And you need to turn in your emotional wheels, all the phases of your emotional wheels. And so just kind of want to reiterate that you all have some really, really interesting assignments that have just been extremely thought-provoking. So for this class, you also were responsible for doing your charting your thoughts. You did them on three different occasions, and each time you did it with additional information that should have, and so therefore with the additional information you had, it should have made your thought process look a little different. So you definitely need to turn in something indicating that you completed that assignment if what your thoughts were are of a confidential nature that you don't feel comfortable sharing. Does anybody have anything else?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, sweet. Okay. So, oh, man, I forgot. But can I finished my, that's what I was going to ask you. Okay, so for the workbooks, for the emotionally healthy workbooks, there's a section in there that asks about this devotional, apparently, that goes along with. I was not aware that that was something that was in there. So do we need to purchase the workbook and kind of go through whatever that is or that devotional?
No, you don't have to purchase the additional devotional. A lot of what we had to do, some of the journaling, like the thought, charting your thoughts, the emotional wheel. And all of those things.
I didn't hear nothing
things,
you said about the sorry.
Okay. Can you all hear me?
Is that my phone? That's got to be my phone.
Can you hear?
Hello?
Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
I can hear you now.
Oh,
that was
okay.
Me. That's my phone. Yes. Sorry.
No problem. Some of the coursework that you were assigned will meet that requirement. So as you turn in all of the coursework that you have been assigned, you will cover what you would have journaled. So you just
okay.
Need your workbook and email in all the other assigned coursework. Anyone else have any questions, comments, concerns?
Yes. This is Sister Winslow. If the workbook is not finished by Sunday, should we turn it in anyway?
You should just send me something letting me know the workbook isn't finished, but it is a work in progress.
Okay. And then also in the workbook, they made reference to videos. Are we supposed to, how do we get a hold of those?
That's not necessary. You don't need to do those.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. And then one other thing. I really am grateful for this assignment. It was difficult, but I actually had a breakthrough in my issue. And by going deep into making meal plans and making and charting things, I was able to have a breakthrough in what I need to do for me.
Amen. That's phenomenal. That's what I like to hear. That is very encouraging. So thank you.
Yes. When I actually finished the case study, I looked at it and I said, "Oh my Lord, this is me." And so it really rang a bell and it really hit home and it's making some changes and some progress.
Amen. Sounds good. Sounds very good. All right. If there's nothing else, you all can. We are going to send you. You should have gotten some emails between yesterday and today. It's for your information. You're also going to get an email within the next week of the 33 violations of love out of Matthew the 5th through the 7th chapter. So I just really want to encourage you all after Sunday at 11:59, prior to being ready for the next unit. And please don't forget, by the time we come to class for the next unit, you would have needed to have already read 3 chapters. So let's keep that in mind. But the other thing is, I just really want you to take the opportunity to read Matthew, the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapter of Matthew. And just allow the Holy Spirit to begin to show you or point out to you these violations of the heart. I think that they are, wow, that's all I'm going to say. All I can say is guilty, guilty, and I won't take up time saying guilty 33 times. I'll just say guilty. So I believe it would be an assignment that you will enjoy doing. You will. It is going to be life-changing and life-altering. And so let's prepare for that experience. If you don't get the email, it's only because we decided that because you're about to do the class, we would use it as an assignment for the class because it's going to be in the books that you all will be using. So to the Blog Talk family, to the CCTI Unit 2 family, you all have been a class to remember. One of a phenomenal teaching tool and experience for me. So I thank you. I thank you for who you are and what you've done and for the impact that it has had in my process. And I enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Yeah.